sufferers, Jai Shoo. Continuation of a musical operation on the sufferers, Jai Shoo. DJ Strider. Yeah, man.
Greetings. Greetings and love. Welcome one and all. Here we are again on yet another Monday evening, rushing up to Passion Radio Studio. Myself, DJ Strider, in the hot seat. Very pleased to be here. Hold tight to the UFO crew, taking you from 3 p.m. No, I think it's 5 p.m. through till 7 p.m. 2 hours of non-stop good music. 7 p.m. arrives here in Bristol, UK, and of course sees the arrival of myself, Strider, with the Sufferer's Choice. Big show tonight, as all regular listeners will be aware. Steve Vibronix is in the house, direct from Leicester. So all Vibronix family, spread the word and rally round, because it's a big Sufferer's Choice showcase this evening. We warm in with this brand new 12-inch courtesy of our friends in the Netherlands, King Shiloh, Majestic Music 12-inch, Rasta Live On, featuring King Kong and Christine Miller. Check it out, Forward.
Man, keep on hold a steady meditation. Oh, Rasta man, keep on hold a firm meditation. Rasta live on.
Emperor Haile Selassie, I am Empress Mende. Praise be to King
Sounds of King Kong alongside Christine Miller. Rasta live on.
Play me say play. This is a rocking reggae. This is a Chinese way. Play me say play, this here rocking reggae. This so far as Jai's way. Yeah man, man called DJ Strida. Yeah.
Like the rest, and who goes there, stand still and all.
Unmistakable voice of Danny Red.
Can you guess if you're blessed, or pretty much just like the rest? And who goes there, stand still and all. It's a fact that proud no likes. Put me by your road, don't call me no toaster. You think you could a roaster, and then you're dreadlock rasta, no. I ride your roller coaster. I might see you a little later on the 12th of never. Can you guess if you're blessed or pretty much just like the rest? And who goes there, stand still and all? It's a fact that prop no likes or don't know. Can you guess if you're blessed or pretty much just like the rest? And who goes there, stand still and all? It's a fact. Say a fruit, while them a see them want you to suit. Use a thugger, use a mugger, use a bugger, use a brute. So look another victim, Rasta and no substitute. You tell me mickle muckle and all of me loot. You kick me off the step, I know you want me to stoop. But I know dandy shandy up, scratch a hula hoop. Can you guess if you're blessed or pretty much just like the rest? And who goes there, stand still and all? It's a pack that brought no likes or no. If you're blessed, or pretty much just like the rest. And who goes there, stand still and all. It's a fact that frog no likes all, no, no.
Brand new, in your shops.
Who is the big bulldozer? And who is this big steamroller? And who can hold you, remote control you? And who tell you that is not I control you? So don't shake my boat, I wouldn't rock and roll you. I wouldn't come try shape, make or mold you. You let go everything that you should hold on to. And if hell you're coming from, you can go back to your show. Can you guess if you're blessed? Or pretty much just like the rest? And who goes there, stand still and all? It's a fact that prop no likes a clone. If you're blessed, are pretty much like all the rest. And who goes there, stand still and up.
Roots. DJ Strida. Yeah, man, militant rider.
So it's greetings and love once again. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Bristol. PassionRadioBristol.com. Asking everyone to hit it up on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Sufferer's Choice live now. Very special guest is in the house and travelled a long way to be here. Brethren Steve Vibronix. Massive show tonight. You know, we love it when guests pass through live, making that extra effort. So I'm going straight up till 7:30. Then after the 7:30 commercial interval, I'm going to go inside some reasoning with Steve himself, and then Vibronix selection right up until 9. Blessing the show with his brand new King Shiloh release. Greetings to those linking us up in the studio right from the start. Glad you're there. Gonna come to the shouts a little later. Keep them coming in, please. Hotline is open. 07794 655 178. 07794 655 178. PassionRB@gmail.com, the Ask the MSN. My personal Facebook is up. I'm sure Steve's will be soon. He's on Twitter, etc. He's a man connected. Social networking, fun and games. And that's how that 12-inch ends, is in your shops. And talking of shops, this show is sponsored by Idle Hands Records, which of course is situated at 74 Stoats Croft here in Bristol. Yes, it's still a physical record store, so we do encourage everyone to go in there and purchase over the counter your the latest roots reggae vinyl gems. Various selection is regularly shipped down from our good friends in London and down to Bristol and made available for your good selves or local ites. So right now I'm going to go inside some Vibronix selection, of course, due to having Steve in the house. This one, One Blast from the Past, 7-inch on the Deep Root label. Listen to this one. A lot of memories on this. To all long-time Sufferer's Choice ites. This one played very regularly. So greetings to the Vibronix in the area. Run, go tell your friend, people. Strider and Steve Vibronix in a session tonight. Live, check it out. Oh, Jazz Side. We are on Jazz Side. This is Boney L on the vocals. Deep Root 7-inch. Vibronic Selection. Good to see all the people on my personal Facebook rallying round. Lovely. Getting connected. On Jazz Side, as we flip the disc and give you a piece of the Dubwiser, this one, because we're live and direct right here. Vibronic's going to step up after the commercial break, yeah? Past the hour of 7 this evening here in Bristol on a rainy Monday, autumn setting in. Even though it's been very lovely weather earlier, was enjoying the sunshine. Big up to all localites who've been doing the same. Yes, we are live and direct. It's Strider with the Sufferer's Choice. In case you're not aware, Steve Vibronics is in the house and going to come up after the commercial interval. So please keep the shouts coming in, etc. We will come to you a little later on in the show. In the meantime, coming in with this next Vibronics selection entitled Mount Zionai, 7-inch. Playing some blasts from the past. Brand new, little later, courtesy of Steve himself.
Take his hand.
minute till the commercial break. Always enjoying the first half an hour to just settle in. Remind everyone we're here. Start to feel the vibes. And then we can really let off. I'd like to big up Sister Samira, also Sis Masha, and of course, Sis Danny. Three regular listeners in tune from the start. See you after the break, where we'll be talking to Steve Vibronix. Blessed love.
PassionRadioBristol.com.
Yes, PassionRadioBristol.com, and we're here live and direct, Strider with the Sufferer's Choice. If you've just joined us, welcome to the show, welcome to Bristol this evening. Also, welcome to Steve Vibronix to Bristol, who's driven a very long way to be with us this evening. So I'm going to send a touch an instrumental, and then we'll be talking to Steve himself in just a moment. This one, Red, Gold and Green, 7-inch press, Vibronix selection once again, yeah? Greetings and love to one and all. Love this one. More shout outs later, but I certainly have to big up my friend Bjorn. He's been traveling many miles, occasionally listening to the Sufferer's Choice from afar. Now he's back on UK soil. Lovely news. One love, brother. So we're very privileged this evening, all Sufferer's Choice listeners. Steve Vibronix is in the hot seat. So greetings, Steve. Welcome to the Sufferer's Choice.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here.
Excellent.
After years of listening to it, kind of being here, surrounded by all these screens and, like, you know, listeners and messages coming in. So great.
It's very high tech. Talking of years ago, if you'd have come then, it would have been quite a different Passion Studio to now. So I'm glad we've got a few screens in here at least. But thank you, Steve. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you for travelling such a long way. Maybe tell the listeners exactly where you've been today, so they do appreciate the mileage covered.
Well, I got up at 6, and then I was in the car, drove to Manchester, had to go to Manchester to get a visa for China, and then from Manchester, I had to wait, get my visa, blah, blah, blah. Got in the car, drove down here, which was another like 180 miles on top of the, I don't know what it is, 120 miles or something from Leicester to Manchester.
Incredible.
And then straight back to Leicester after the show tonight. So,
yeah, it's a long way and it's a big commitment. And I really am very grateful for you coming down this evening. Thanks, Steve. That's, real commitment. And I mean, talking of commitment, you know, you've been committed to dub and reggae for a number of years now. As we usually do, you know, the most sort of obvious first question, can you just tell us where things began for you musically?
Well, musically, it began like in the 80s when I was like, you know, a teenager and I was into sort of like punk and rock music and stuff. But then when I moved to Leicester, I kind of discovered this reggae sound system thing. And then from then, there was just no looking back.
Right.
It was hearing like Abashanti at Caribbean Carnival in Leicester, and I'd never really heard. I was into reggae and I was enjoying it, but I didn't realise about the whole sound system thing until I actually kind of went and experienced it. And, you know, up on the park is a free event. There's loads of people there, like thousands of people. And I was he's like playing his first tune, or like the first tune that I kind of wandered up and he was playing a tune. And there was no bass. He hadn't dropped the bass. And I was thinking, okay, this tune, I like this tune. Yeah, it sounds good. And it's like, where's the bass? I mean, come on, dub's all about the bass.
Yeah.
And then he dropped that bass. And then that was it. There was no going back after that.
Of course. I mean, yeah, I think all of us who love reggae, to actually experience it then through a sound system, it really connects it, doesn't it? This is actually how it's meant to be heard and what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly it. That's it. And you can kind of read about it and you can kind of listen to tapes and whatever, but you just have to, it's an experience really. You got to be there and have all your bones vibrated. Especially, I mean, you know, I'm sure you can get into it later in life, but when you're young and you hear that as well, it's like, I couldn't believe I hadn't heard that kind of bass before, but I've been into music for years already.
Yeah.
But not on that kind of level. And when I heard it, I was like, well, this is, I thought I'd heard all kinds of music, and then I heard this, and it's like, well,
yeah,
that's it for me.
Well, give thanks to ABBA for that. I mean, he's, especially, you know, the way he's dealing with it in terms of operating the preamp. When he drops it, you certainly feel it.
Yeah, well, back in those days, he was playing off the old Jar Tubby's set because he'd only just started. This was like in his maybe first or second year.
Wow.
So
because he started in Leicester.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Caribbean Carnival has always been his kind of, you know, that's his turf, really.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, he's from Hackney in London, it's like it's always been about Leicester for him, like every year at the Carnival free event.
Yeah.
And the first time he played out was in Leicester. And I think it was the second year I was there when I first heard him.
Wow. So
and say that the set still had JTS written on it. It was the old Tubby set. And back then, people didn't really have that weight either.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing thing to experience.
Of course,
know?
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. And did that, you know, that experience then inspire you to get involved in making music or...?
Well, I remember going home and then turning the bass up on my little set at home, thinking like, oh, it doesn't quite sound the same as that. But it really did lodge something in my mind. I came away thinking, well, that was amazing. And like, I guess it was a time when I was kind of, you know, I'd grown up and listened to all sorts of music. And it'd come along at a time when I was kind of looking for something new to get into, really.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I can see that. And then it just really touched me that day. And then living in Leicester, you know, I was living, you know, in Highfields in Leicester, which is kind of, you know, where most of the Caribbean people, families kind of moved to when they first came to Leicester in the 60s. And you back in those days, this is like the early 90s, you still hear sound systems on the street coming out of people's houses and stuff. And you'd walk past the house and it'd be like that window shaking and stuff. So it'd be all around me anyway. And then, of course, Leicester being a small place, you soon get to meet a few people involved. And then it was really easy to get immersed in it.
Of course, yeah. And were you producing music of any kind at that time then, or?
Well, I'd always been playing music. I played guitar, but playing kind of like punk stuff and kind of experimental music and stuff like that. And then started jamming a bit, playing reggae. Because that's the thing, I thought that reggae music was like kind of chill out music, and I've been jamming it with my mates and kind of, you know, enjoying it.
Yeah.
But when I heard the sound system, it was like, no, this is like dance music. Everyone's up enjoying it. Yeah, it's like, this is coming from a different level altogether.
When you see the steppers at the front of the sound system, it is an eye-opener. It really does show people it's not chill-out music. This is
Totally, that's it. And also, it's like, I was listening to the music and I was thinking, this music sounds modern. It's kind of, I'd always thought up until then of reggae as being, it's like vintage music. And it's like, even today, people talk about the heyday of reggae.
Of course.
I don't think they've had their heyday yet. You know what I mean? It's yet to come. It's right. Like reggae just goes on and on as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, yeah. Because people often talk about the 70s golden era, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. But, you know, but for the people who are young, or young or old, whatever, but discovering it for the first time now, then this era now will be their golden era. I mean, you know, we were talking about it earlier on about the 90s, and that was like a very special time for UK dub.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us two getting into the music at that time, then, you know, it's always going to kind of, that first experience you have with it is very strong, and you only get that once.
You look back with a lot of nostalgia, as we were saying, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
And I suppose, people will do exactly the same about now who are just getting into it, which is the beauty of it moving on and carrying on over decades.
That's it, 100%.
And in terms of, you know, your own productions, I was trying to work it out. I remember being here in Bristol, and the first time I heard of Vibronix was when Shaka played at the St. Paul's Carnival. And in
the tennis court.
In the tennis court.
Yeah, I was there.
Wicked, yes. The famous session that year. I mean, it was amazing. And I've often gone on about it on this show because it really made a mark with me. And he played Jalite Jalove, the 7-inch, and that was the tune. And I think I found that tune like a few days after or something in a record shop and played it straight away on the Sufferer's Choice, and it was like, wow. And it came with Rod of Correction by Jaffrey as well. I got both of those. Was that the first release or?
Yeah, that was the one, and it's and I've got Neil Perch from Zion Train to thank for that, because he really believed in my music. All the Zion Train crew did. But Neil kind of, he kind of saw the whole thing through. And he identified Jalite Jalove as being like, okay, that's great. That's what we want to release as a single. That's great.
Right.
And he went and got it cut at Jar Tubby's onto a dub plate. And he gave it to Jar Shaka and said, look, I've got this new tune. Check this out.
Yeah.
And then my friend, Itel Roots in Leicester, who does the show with iMitri the one in Leicester they do.
Yes.
Just straight after this show.
Yes, it is. It's a busy Monday for radio.
And he phoned me and said, oh, listen to this. This is your tune being played by Jar Shaka, last tune. And then that was like, you know, a really amazing moment. And I know that like your music's played by Jar Shaka, not just played by him, played it as the last tune, like the guidance tune of the night. And then again, from that point, it's like, okay, well, maybe things will start happening with our music now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives you a bit of belief in yourself.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people try and build up to Shaka playing the stuff. And to start off with that is a great, great first step, really.
Yeah, and at the time, obviously it meant a lot to me, but it's kind of, I can see again now with the kind of beauty of hindsight, I can see that really gave me a lot of confidence and also introduced my music to loads of people. And when you got Shaka playing it, people were like, yeah, that tune's great. And because it was like, I was a new producer then. And, you know, I don't know if it's a new sound or something, but at the very least, it was coming out of my little studio with my little vibe on it.
Yeah.
So it's something a bit different. So people would have thought, well, what is this tune? And all the kind of hardcore Shaka heads who know every tune and kind of like, you know, even the dub plates, they know who's making them.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, what's this?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know who it was or where it come from.
Well,
but Shaka was playing.
I was one of those people, definitely. That's why I can remember it. And it was such a great, great thing to be able to find it quite soon after the 7. And it's like, yeah, that's that one. And you're right. It had that Shaka seal of approval, which goes a long way with us Shakaites.
Totally. And I've spoken to so many people since then who said that, you know, they got a real vibe off it and it kind of really meant something to them. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I was interested to know that when that, you know, what year was that? Was that 98?
That would, yeah, would have been 98, exactly. 98, exactly, yeah, yes. Yeah. It was produced in 97 and then released in 98.
So that means we had a Dubchasm release before Vibronix. We had one in 96.
You're joking.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you know we're 18? Yeah, so that's amazing. But then there was a long break after that. That was Thanks to Gaffer, if you remember Gaffer from
Yeah,
Armageddon.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and he put it out on a compilation album, and then it wasn't till 2003 that the next one came, so there's a big old gap. But yeah, it's talking of you starting then, I mean, it's been an amazing journey when you think about it, you know, from those humble beginnings, you've been around the world. So without going into every single step of that journey, because it could take up the show and then iMetri show and possibly King Earthquake show, we could talk for ages.
We'd be here forever. That's yeah. There's a lot of stories.
But I think, you know, to jump forward, you know, you then made a relatively quick mark on the scene, if I remember. There were units followed up with an album release, maybe between you and Jaffrey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, remembering well so far. And and then obviously there was that double album that came, Dub Idolizer.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, excellent. And that one really made a mark with me. You know,
a lot of other people as well. It was kind of it's very easy to be critical of your own music, and I think anyone who's any kind of musician or producer is generally listening to it thinking, oh, it could be better and it could be this. And I can always hear what I think could be the improvements in what I do.
Yeah.
And when I listen to it, I just think, oh, you know, I'd do this differently now or that differently. But it really, like, it really struck a chord, to use a pun,
yeah.
with, you know, with a lot of people, that yeah. album. And it's kind of, I think, there was a new generation of younger people getting into dub again at the end of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And that happened to come out at that time. And it did have, you know, at the time, again, I was just making my tunes. I didn't really have any agenda other than I wanted to make good roots music.
Yeah.
And now when I listen to it, I can kind of hear that it is very digital sounding and very clean. And
yes.
It might have sounded quite sort of high tech and futuristic at the time as well. To me, it was just what I was doing.
Of course, yeah. Well, for me, listening to it then and buying tunes for the radio and stuff, I remember it being very fresh sounding for sure, and clean and digital. And it was refreshing, because I suppose we were both inspired around the same time in the early 90s. I was very young, but I was listening to, yeah, I don't know, Dread and Fred and Disciples and so on, Blackamix, and I think there was then, you know, that there was those few years, and it moved on, and then suddenly there's Vibronix coming along, the late 90s, and there were newer people coming into it. It was like another wave, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, definitely. And also just like a different sound, because a lot of the stuff, because I consider myself very lucky to have been doing it from Leicester, especially with the people that I work in Leicester with, you know, and that's brought something a little bit different to it, because obviously in London you've that's still the kind of centre for dub and reggae, I guess, in a lot of ways, although quite a lot of people would disagree with that, I guess. But but there's a lot going on in London, but there's only a few studios, so you've kind of got a lot of records coming out of sort of just a handful of studios.
Yeah.
So, but by having your own studio, and, you know, rubbish as mine was then, and, you know, it's not improved a huge amount since then, to be honest. It's just to come with your own vibe.
Yeah.
Is, I think people, you know, people could relate to that, and they because the thing about it's people really like to hear new stuff all the time. It's kind of, so when you've got a fresh sound or something different, then, you know, people seem to kind of prick their ears up.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really interesting because I can relate to that being from Bristol as well. And we've all, you know, been inspired a lot by London, and London's obviously been the hub of the UK dub sound and scene. But yeah, it can be the same studios and the same outfits. At one period, it was definitely like that. And I think it was very nice when you still get a London prominent sound, like, say, Shaka or ABBA, who is touring around the country and then starts to play, you know, outfits from Bristol and Leicester and even Gloucester and so on. And it gives that, you know, as the London lot would joke, it gives us country folk a little voice there.
Well, the thing is, you know, I've been to some amazing dances in London. There's loads of stuff going on. And with the whole new European wave, people coming in on like Ryanair and stuff and going to University of Dub, people just think of London. And there are great dances there, definitely. Yeah. But like, you know, from back when, as soon as reggae arrived in the UK, it was all over the country. It wasn't just in London. It was in Leicester, and it was in Coventry, and it was in Peterborough, and it was in Leeds, and it was in Bristol, and Liverpool, and Manchester, and Huddersfield, and Preston.
Exactly.
And, you know, just everywhere, every kind of, like, you know, big city, one horse town, everything. And it's kind of, and there's been great dances at those places, different to London, but every town's got its own vibe. And I've got very good memories of coming, like the Shaka thing you were talking about in Bristol.
Yeah.
Bristol's got an amazing, like, heritage for reggae.
Yeah.
And I've been to some great dances. And, you know, again, the carnival thing with Shaka playing those years ago in that tennis court for free until, like, what, 6 in the morning or something.
He started at 4 p.m. and ended at 5 a.m. I mean, you know, it was incredible.
Yeah, it's like a legendary session and completely free and like, great. And then also just, like, you know, a couple of years ago coming down and hearing, like, Jar Tubbies, like, playing out on the street till, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and, like, the whole street shaking, and, it was a real balmy evening, like, really warm evening. I came down with the guys, and it was, like, it was great, like, being in another country.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bristol's always had that kind of independence, and, like, you feel like you're going into Bristol. It's got its own identity. Okay, it's very strong.
Yeah. And I've always been, really pleased that we could play our part and represent Bristol, doing what we do as well. And it's... as I'm sure you do with Leicester. So talking of Leicester, can you tell us a bit about your, I say crew, but your family, really, that you work with musically? I mean, because that's always been a real, a massive part of Vibronix. Looking in from afar, I've always thought that's given a lot of strength to Vibronix, is you've worked with a lot of local people and built up a real musical family. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's like in London, and especially London, where there's a lot of established artists, and you get a lot of the same artists kind of like reappearing, which is great, you know, full of amazing singers and stuff. And but what we did was come with something a bit different, and some new, so a different studio, different producer, and different vocalists as well. So, and I kind of realized again afterwards, I was lucky to be working with these people, but in Leicester, there hasn't really been, that there's a real history of reggae. It really is, like, strong history, like going way back to the 60s. But Leicester hasn't produced that many artists that have managed to get stuff out.
Yeah.
So, but it's the home to, like, a, you know, an army of amazing, like, singers and players. And I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of them and work with them and continue to do so.
Yeah.
So, and that's brought something, you know, new to, you know, to the whole reggae scene.
Yeah, of course.
And it's been really good for Leicester people to get out and be recognised internationally in the reggae scene for being great artists.
That's lovely, yeah. And I suppose for you, playing live has been huge, because you're all travelling from the same part of the country.
And I go and pick them up in the car and off we go.
It makes it much easier. Excellent. Well, it's about 5 minutes to go before the commercial break. So I'd like to chat a little bit after the commercial break as well, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's all good.
And but maybe you could just drop your first tune now to share with the listeners, and we'll continue on the other side.
Okay.
commercial break is soon upon us. As you'll have guessed, that first selection, courtesy of Steve, coming through a little distorted. A couple of technical difficulties in the studio behind the scenes. So we're just going to work on that for a moment during the break. And hopefully we will come back on the other side with everything Chris. Great to have Steve Vibronics in the house, as I'm sure you'll agree. More reasoning, etc. after the break.
Passion. RadioBristol.com.
Wow, if only you could see behind the scenes. Really glad there's not a webcam going out to the people, eh, Steve?
I think earplugs is what the people need.
Yeah. All right, sincere apologies.
Unless the people have just got one speaker on the right plugged in which case they'll be fine and we know what we're talking about. Yeah. but anyone on the left would have thought it was the end of the world.
That left channel was very distorted, and I'm pretty sure we've got everything set up now. Steve seemed to have worked something out in the studio, so hopefully the music will be crystal clear from here on. Jawilin.
I just need very long arms, because now I've got to reach right over the other side of the room to press play, but that's all good.
We'll work that out in just a moment. We'll just carry on and have a bit more of a chat. So thanking all the listeners for staying with us as well, and thanking you once again, Steve, for being here. And sorry for that little technical difficulty there. It just shows it's all certainly live, that's for sure. We'd got up to the Leicester family, and that led me on to saying about, you know, you travelling abroad and stuff. Now, can you tell the people a little bit about, you know, what that's meant to you to take your sound and the dub sound to so many countries all around the globe?
Well, I never realised there was like an international dub scene, really. I just thought it was all based in the UK.
Yeah.
And then when I first went around Europe, when I went on a tour with Iron Train, and they took a load of their new artists, they'd just signed me and Joffrey and a few other people on a tour around Europe. And that was like, that showed me that there is, or at least there was beginning, a scene for dub outside of the UK. And I love to travel as well.
Yeah.
And I love to make music. So you get those kind of two things together, and that's just like a magic combination.
You're a happy man.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah, unless you're very tired at an airport or something.
Yeah, or like, I mean, all sorts of crazy things happen when you, especially when you start traveling to some crazy places as well.
Yeah.
But it all started off really slowly, just the odd show here and there. But I was always really willing to go to these places. So whenever I got an offer, I'd just be there straight away.
Yeah.
And that's done us real good, you know, just kind of being invited back to different places loads of times and discovering new places. And
your willingness to play.
Yeah, for sure. And also, it's that thing about, like, I was talking to someone about this the other day, that I enjoy playing the music to the people that really know about the music, but I really enjoy playing it to people who maybe have never heard it before as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been lucky enough to play at some sessions where people years later have said to me, oh yeah, well, I didn't really know much about dub, and then I went to your dance or saw you play live or whatever, and then I kind of got into it from that. And that, because I, you know, like we were talking earlier on about discovering it, because the thing about, you know, UK dub as it's called now, or like, you know, dub roots, whatever you want to call it, unless you went looking for it, then you're not going to find it, because it's not on the radio, apart from Passion, of course. It's not on Radio 1 or BBC Radio, so, and it's not on the TV, and it's not generally in the kind of mass media, it's not in the papers and magazines and stuff.
It needs to seek it out.
Yeah, it's very underground, but it's a real thriving big scene, but it's just very underground. And it's, you know, it's easy to miss it, really.
I remember Iration saying something in an interview a while ago about he likes the fact it's underground, because by being underground as it is, it keeps going. What do you feel about that?
Well, I agree, because you know, I've seen a lot of musics go up and down in popularity over the years, especially things that have become fashionable.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the big one now is like the dubstep thing.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, most of us saw it with the jungle thing back in the day, where it started off as the kind of underground music that people thought were going to change the world. The next thing, it's like on top of the pops, and there's some kind of like, you know, cheesy chart hit version, and it was, oh, it's all sold out. But it still continued, but it kind of very much went up and down.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with the dubstep thing now. Whereas the UK dub thing, because it never went up, it could never go down. It just kind of stayed.
Quite, yeah. And I think that is a wonderful thing about our scene. And ABBA's always said something that I've held on to, is the music that stood the test of time. And it's so true. Decade after decade, it ticks along.
Yeah, but also that's because it's got its own special agenda. It's not dealing with a lot of the stuff you get in other musics. It's not dealing with like fashion and like,
yeah,
you know, youth culture and stuff. It's just dealing with, you know, it's dealing with its own thing.
Yeah, true. And I suppose that's part of it as well, in terms of it's, you know, I'm not knocking other genres. I like to listen to other music as well. But when it comes to roots reggae, it's got culture and a faith connected to it as well. So in terms of Rastafarianism,
yeah, for sure.
So I think there's definitely more substance than some music.
Yeah, definitely. And people get something else out of it, because, you know, sure, people enjoy it, and people enjoy going out dancing to it, listening to it at home or whatever, but the whole sort of spiritual and political message that goes with it is very important to people.
Yeah.
And people, because that kind of resonates with people so much, then they kind of stay with it as well. It's like people, it's not the kind of music people kind of like nip in and out of, because it's like, oh, this is in at the moment, I'm into this. It's like, you know, we've both been involved in it for years. And, you know, we're the youngsters compared to some people who have been involved in it since like the 60s or whatever.
True,
and it's kind of like, you know, and then the new generation of people, then I'm sure a lot of them will stick with it as well. And kind of,
I think once you, as you describe, go into the first sound system and stuff, once that you're connected, you've got that connection, you can't really shake that off. I don't know, in my experience, anyway.
I think that bass must do something to you. Kind of, you know, it kind of dislodges things or like moves things around to how they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what we discussed, Steve and I, in the break, is that we would have a little chat, but break it up with some tunes. So hope that's good for you. And Steve's got a very long arm and is going to stretch across and touch a next tune, which will hopefully sound much more crystal than the last one. Fire blazing bright. That's better. Fire. Vibronic selection. More reasoning straight after. Enjoy.
bad and go on like you.
Inside the Version, Vibronics, live in the area. Being there, people, making all the effort on a Monday worthwhile. Here with Steve Vibronics, passing through out to Leicester here in Bristol for the evening. So continuing our chat with Steve this evening, talking about some of these experiences abroad. I know this is going to be difficult because you've been to so many places, but have you got any particular favourites or standout experiences?
Well, I mean, a lot of them sound really kind of glamorous, but, you know, when you get to do them, it's like all the travelling and, like, you know, dodgy food and, like, bad hotels and weird people, all the kind of stuff that can happen when you play out. And sometimes it can be, you know, the one in, like, I don't know, like Swindon or Luton or something, which sounds like the least glamorous on the list, happens to be great because it's just a really good vibe there.
Yeah.
So there is that kind of, you know, I always try and have, like, no expectation and just go in thinking, well, I'm just going to enjoy what I'm doing and I hope it all goes well, rather than thinking this one's going to be the best one, because you just never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes the ones that, you know, you maybe would think, like, it's going to be, you know, harder work or a smaller thing or something, they turn out to be really good. But, I mean, obviously, when it comes to the travelling, when you travel further and you get, especially when you get out of Europe or you go to the the sort of outer regions of Europe and play the music, then that's you know, because for someone like me who likes to travel, then you know, that's an amazing experience. So, like, you know, going to Israel or, you know, going to Japan and going to China and Mexico, those places where, you know, you got to sit on a plane for hours to get there.
Yeah.
And then you get there and it's quite different when you get there.
Yeah, you're not on Ryanair.
No, that's it. That's it. I mean, I guess, you know, going to Japan was a really amazing experience for me because it's just such a funny place to go to, but it's got this amazing history of reggae again. There have been reggae bands and reggae, you know, there's been a reggae scene there for years.
Yeah.
So people, they know about it, they know what to expect. But Japan's very different. So everything's completely kind of, you know, different to how it is here, but in a really interesting and funny way. So,
yeah. I mean, that's from my travels abroad, some of the beauty of it is experiencing different cultures and food and people having some amazing, amazing times along the way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just kind of, and you really get to know the people you're working with as well, because you spend so much time. So that's the thing about the whole kind of family thing. It's like, you know, once you've been on the road for a few years with people, you've seen people, everyone at their best, and including myself, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you're tired and hungry and stuff, so you know, that's when you really can show your true colours.
Very true.
Yeah.
You can realise who you can or can't travel with.
Exactly. And I'm, you know, I'm very lucky to be, like, working with, you know, a selection of great people, so everything's always been cool with us. But it's interesting to see these different places, but it's also interesting to kind of to go there with your mates, kind of to then check these different places out, and
yeah,
kind of, you know, with the whole sort of family vibe. And And it's just that, again, it's like going back to the beginning when it's like hearing it for the first time in the UK. And then I would have had no idea that I'd have started to produce the music, and then it would then I'd get invited to these places that are miles away.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're going to Manila in the Philippines in a couple of weeks' time. And that's like, I never thought that would happen.
Incredible.
When I first started making music, because yeah. I just wanted to make dubs that Jar Shaka and Abashanti and our Asian Steppers would play on their sound system. And that was enough for me.
Yeah.
And it still is. I mean, the sound system is still the root of it all for me. But I just, you know, from those very humble origins to now, you know, being lucky enough to go to some different places, it's and, like I wouldn't have thought it.
And to meet up with the likes of maybe ABBA and Iration and play alongside them at festivals.
Definitely. The first few times we did those, it was like, wow, I'm actually playing with these people who've been like real big influences on me. And even now we go to festivals and you meet a lot of the veteran legends, and it's like, you know, to be on the same bill as somebody who's influenced you and you listen to for years is still amazing.
Incredible, yeah. That happened when we first played earlier this year with ABBA, actually, and it was like, wow, you know, this is great. It meant a lot. And places like, you know, Rototom Festival and stuff are amazing experiences. Walking around the corner this year and seeing King Jammy, you know, talking to Bunny Lee, it's like,
yeah,
really lovely to be a part of something that has inspired us so much.
Yeah, that's it. I remember we played at Summer Jam years ago, like maybe over 10 years ago, and all the artists were in the same hotel, and we got in the lift with Afrika Bambaataa, and then the next morning come down to breakfast and there's like kind of, you know, Burning Spear and his crew having breakfast in the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's just like, God, what are we doing here? We've kind of blagged it from Leicester, like playing at this big festival. And it's like, you know, we're not worthy, surely.
I think it's lovely to still get that excitement from what you do, you know, because I think if you can maintain that, then it's still so worth doing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I still get just as excited whenever anyone likes what we do. It's like, you know, wants to book us somewhere, whether it's a big place or a little place, or they just enjoy the music that we make, then that excitement continues, definitely.
Absolutely, it's true. Even when you're very tired and weary and it's like, oh, I don't know, actually, and an email will come through from a certain place, it's like, there's that trigger of excitement again.
That's it. And because music is very important to people, and it really connects with people, and it connects with me. I mean, music's like everything to me.
Yeah.
And there's so many other people obviously out there who are, you know, music's just as important to. And the idea that your music is means what to them, what other people's music does to me, in terms of like, you know, people just really like it and it really means something to them, is like just to be part of that. Because it's like a cycle with music. It's like you have to keep it going. So I kind of get stuff from it, and then I'm lucky enough to put stuff back into it as well by making music. And it's just kind of, it's like when I first got stuff played in the sound system, it's kind of, I'd got so much out of sound system. It was a real kind of awakening for me to go to these dances and, you know, learn about the culture and the kind of history of it and the whole vibe of the UK dub thing. And then, you know, it really changed my life. You know, I can see from when I got into it, my lifestyle changed, and like, you know, I grew locks and started making music and whatever. So I got a lot out of it, and I enjoyed the idea of putting stuff back into it as well to keep that going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't have got stuff out of it if people hadn't stuck their necks out and made tunes, built sound systems, all that kind of stuff. Because it's hard work. It's not easy.
Well, that leads me on to something else I was going to say. Yeah, it is hard work. And even though we've been talking about, you know, experiences abroad and stuff, which is wonderful and a great adventure, musical adventure in some ways, it's not all glamorous. It's, as you mentioned. And I think, what would you say to younger people who are listening now, as I know they are, and are inspired by Vibronix music and stuff? You know, we've seen, like, you mentioned seeing other genres sort of rise up and then fall to an extent over different decades. And it can be very difficult to keep money coming in by doing sound system and producing dub music. So, you know, some people have talked to me and they said, I don't know, they might be 16 or 18 and they're really inspired by Dubchasm. And I always hesitate sometimes because I really want to encourage people, but at the same time, I don't want them to be under any illusion as to how much of a struggle and long journey it can be. Would you like to add to that as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's true, because it's still difficult now, and I'm sure you're the same. You ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? It's like, you know, why have I chosen this really difficult path to go down? And it's like, why couldn't I have chosen to do something, you know, that was a bit easier? But yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world, obviously.
Of course.
I mean, at the end of the day, people are going to do what they're going to do, and if they're really passionate about the music, they will. People will follow it, and they'll just have to do it. I didn't really have any choice. Yeah. I didn't sit down and get a business plan and decide what to do. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Like now, I try and plan and think about what I want to do next year, releases and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm just driven by this like hunger to make music and to an enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
But I've always made an effort to sort of try and connect with people and to get involved and sort of try and be open about it. And that's what I'd say to people. It's like, you know, you're not, I mean, there are amazing musicians who lock themselves away and don't really talk to people or anything, still make amazing music. But there's a whole world of like musicians out there that are kind of all in the same boat and generally like to hear from each other and kind of, you know, share music and experiences and stuff. And it's like, I've got a lot from working with different people, yeah, whether it's the guys in Leicester or stuff that's like international collaborations and stuff. It's kind of, you just got to get involved, really.
Yeah, of course. And it's great to see younger people here and abroad now. I mean, for a while, it seemed that it was only younger people abroad getting into it. But I personally believe that now, thanks to dubstep, a lot of younger people in England have actually caught on to the UK dub scene, and that's a great thing to also see young people in England going out to check out a sound system such as Channel One, for example.
Exactly. You look at things like Teachings in Dub that you do here, or Subdub in Leeds. They get like a mixed crowd, but you do get a lot of young people. Both those things, University of Dub as well in London, you get a lot of young people.
Yeah,
and you know, there is a new generation of people who are listening to the music and kind of like, and it's having the same effect on them as it happened to us, like, you know, all those years ago.
Yeah.
And that just continues the whole cycle.
I suppose that's the baton being handed on in a relay race, in a way.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Excellent. And talking of, you know, you keeping your, you said like nowadays you try and have a bit of a plan of what you're going to release next and stuff. To kind of round things up with the reasoning, because I know for the final half an hour you're just going to touch selection. What sort of, you last year, I can't believe it was last year, but as you reminded me, it was last year that you did the vinyl release every month for the whole year.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit quieter this year on the release front. What's the plans? What's bubbling in the background at the moment?
Well, loads of stuff as normal. I mean, the big thing is this... the French Connection album, which will come out the end of January, beginning of February next year on Hammer Bass Records in Paris.
French Connection.
That's the one. Well, we spent a lot of time in France, and yeah, we've got good friends there. And France has been good to us. It's yeah, like, we know, we've always enjoyed it there. And we've seen from years ago, from the dub scene being, you know, Dougie and Mark and Abba and Russ, and always everybody, you know, Zion Chain, everybody that played there in the early 90s, when there was like, dub? What is dub?
Yeah.
But slowly, a scene started to build, and now France has got a massive dub scene.
Huge. I mean, it's one of the places I love to go, because if I touch certain vintage revival tunes, people are going to sing along. They know tune.
That's it. People know the music, and also, and because they like in Italy, they've got into the sound system culture, which is the root of the kind of music that we do.
Yeah,
people building their own sounds. So now you've got like, you know, you've got Blackboard Jungle and OBF and all these sounds, which are like, you know, they come over to the UK and play, and like,
yeah,
you know, they can play alongside the heavyweights here, and that would have never happened years ago.
Of course,
there's no way.
I mean, we had Culture Warriors at Teachings in Dub, and they did an absolutely excellent performance alongside ABBA. It was great.
That's it. And these guys have been playing for years now, yeah, so they've got their, you know, their own kind of history as well. So, and it's been, you know, it's been really interesting to see it build up from nothing into a new scene. And that's what I always say to people in new places, where it's like, oh, you know, it's so difficult and
yeah,
people don't come and whatever, and it's like, well, that's how it was in France, and
it's got to
that's
start
how it
somewhere.
Still is in some places,
yeah,
as well,
true,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can build from some very humble roots.
I've always said right here on the show that it's very important that everyone putting on a session, flyer in, doing their local radio show, deciding to build a tune and put it out on their own label, everyone, it's so important, because it literally does start things off.
Yeah, 100%. That's it.
And so in terms of that, those works, you're a bit vague there with the works bubbling away. I know it's all probably secret dub plate stuff.
No, there's no secrets. I was just rambling and meandering as usual. Okay. But we're doing this album next year.
Yeah.
And it's collaboration. It's basically, I've remixed tracks by loads of French dub artists. So people like High Tone and Zenzilli and Cali Live Dub. Weeding Dub and OBF and Blackpool Jungle.
Excellent.
And like most of the people involved in the French dub scene are there.
Yeah, man, nice.
So that'll be on an album next year, and it'll be like 3 or 4 10 inches as well, kind of around the same time. And then after that, there's some new releases, different artists I've been working with, and I'm just kind of mixing off at the moment. So some stuff with Ras Tweed, and with Professor Natty from John Tobby's crew.
Oh yeah.
And with some of the guys from Leicester. And
Ras Tweed is great, man. I linked him in Montpellier, and but originally he's from Birmingham, obviously, and he's
and a very, very under-recorded artist, yes, as well, because he's made his name on the live scene, and he doesn't really do much studio stuff, but the stuff he's done for me sounds great, I think.
I'll look forward to that, definitely, man.
Maybe I'll touch one tonight.
Yeah, excellent. Well, talking of that, I think we've got a minute till the commercial break. So thanks very much for just having this chat and coming so far, Steve. It's been good to get more of an insight into things. And personally, I'd like to just thank you here live and direct for all the help you've given to Digi and I as Dubchasm. Because, I don't know, listeners, lots of times, you know, Steve has been there as somebody to... Because he's got a lot of experience with playing out and stuff, you've often been there and really, really helped us out. So thanks
again,
a lot.
Cheers for that. But again, I'm just passing the baton, like you said, because I'll be phoning, like back in the day, I was phoning Russ Disciple and Dougie Conscious Sounds and Zion Train to kind of, you know, how do I deal with this situation? What's that guy like?
Yeah,
and, you know, it's that kind of, you know, passing that information along. That's what it's all. It's just a network, basically. It's
definitely
all about the network.
Well, thanks for passing this information on this evening to the listeners. It's great. I'm sure they've really appreciated you know, your words and the insight into the world of Vibronic. So we'll look forward to some dub plate pressure after the commercial break, if you're going to open the dub box for us, Steve.
That's the plan.
Excellent. Give thanks, Steve. Nice, man. Okay, people, commercial interval is going to interrupt us any second now, and Vibronix right up after. Bless.
PassionRadioBristol.com.
Yes, PassionRadioBristol.com. Less chat, more music now. We've had a lot of reasonings with Vibronix, so now Vibronix selection going to let off. Dub plate pressure now. Step forward when you're ready, Steve. Your time.
We'll be right back.
This is one of the remixes Steve was talking about. Weeding Dub. Got to big up Solo Banton, who's in tune. Yes. Hold tight, Jasmine, as well. Big up to the maximum. She said she enjoys the Bristolian accent. Tuned in to my Bristolian twang down here. Right? Yeah? Right, mate? Yeah, Steve is stepping forward with the next remix. Step up. So who's this one, Steve?
High Tone.
High Tone. Vibronics Dub Selection. Letting off. Tight to the community crew here in Bristol, yeah? Bless. Currently down on College Green. People rallying round down there, yeah? Just typing on the net, community sound. And you'll see Wagwan. Vibronics! Steve in the house. Also, do remember this Friday, all roads lead to Motion. Motion nightclub on Feeder Road. Big lineup down there. Mungo's Hi-Fi Sound System. Kenny Knox. Jatari and Soon T. Young Warrior. Dub Chasm. RSD. And many more. Tokyo Dub this Friday, Motion. Dub Chasm, we'll see you there. Bless.
Big up to the Adrian's Wall crew tuned in. Yes, Steve, give thanks for the vibes. Dub plate selection letting off. Up next, who have we got?
Enough hatred around the city. Enough violence.
Easy kill. Next one. All off of the forthcoming remix album, French Connection.
Now let them spoil the joy.
Exclusive.
Tell you again. Hear me say. Since a long time, we did a walk in the Babylon. Facing my brethren, them, and see them go mad just like this. Hey,
you will not let them spoil the joy. We're not gonna let them spoil the love. We're not gonna let them spoil the love. We're not gonna let them spoil the joy. Clean up your hearts and go home. Hey, throw down your knives and go home. Lord, me, I give me Zenad and children. Hey, Lord, me, I give me Zenad and children.
Also this Thursday, Cozies, Bristol Reggae Society monthly social. Strictly reggae music down there. Vinyl galore. Reggae Society Thursday. Bless.
See them go mad just like this.
Selection galore, flashing through them right now, featuring exclusively off of the new unreleased album, French Connection. Next up, Kanker. You'll be well aware of Kanker. Iration Stepper's been running some raw dubs of these. Vibronics on the remix duties. Big up all the French crew in tune. Your time. There's really so many people to big up. I'm gonna try. Hold tight. I'd like to send a local shout out to my right hand man, Digistep. currently waiting on the arrival of his wife from Brazil. She's been back home for the last month. Soon heading over this evening. Hold tight, Sabrina. Also like to send enough love out to Jess. All the Patchwork family. Easy Cat. How could I forget? My apologies, I wasn't here last week. Been dealing with some big dub chasm behind the scene works lately. More is going to be announced over the next few weeks. Taking up a lot of time. Couldn't do the show, my apologies. And due to that, I was unable to thank everyone for coming down to Teachings in Dub. Friday the 14th of October at the Trinity Centre. Ram Jam session once again. Abba Shantiai, Word, Sound and Power. Give thanks to both sounds. And most of all, give thanks to all of you who turned out. People travelling in from Germany, France and even Russia. And of course all local ites. Big up to the maximum, yeah? The next chapter of Teachings in Dub is Friday the 16th of December. Line up to be announced soon. Staring in my face. In the meantime, Vibronic Selection. Whoa. Ready thread now. This one, Blackboard Jungle. What a rat race. It's a long race. Featuring Anthony John. Big up to the Blackboard family.
Rewind and forward and do it again and touch it from the top. Yeah, this is Sufferer's Choice.
Whoa. From the top, man. Rough and dangerous. Blackboard Jungle, France.
What a rat race. It's a long race. But a disgrace to the human race. Just like the dog race. And the race.
All the French crew, we love you. To the max. Go on, Steve. Vibronix on fire.
Them forget to yell Jah this morning. That's why them in a corruption and sin. Them forget to yell Jah.
The next two tunes I've just been told were mixed only last weekend. Amazing you had a weekend off to mix them, Steve. Time is whizzing and passing. Give thanks for the vibes. So some big ups. Sister Danny, Ryan Mann, Goz, Sam, Chris in Cyprus, Easy Harry Bradford, Maxine Southend, Matt, Dario, Sicily, Hold Tight Chris Tuff, Sandokan, Perrine over in France, blessed love to the maximum. Big up to Opa in Finland, Etienne, Sismasha, Jawagi, Rasmoa, Nyabin Sound, Samira, Fred Lee, Andrea. Big up to the Dark Man, yes, Darkers, I'm going to call you very soon, man. Dub Down Babylon, big up to the max. Peng Sound and all the Bristol crew. Nicholas, Jaraga Hi-Fi. And most of all, we have to big up, last but not least, Leon over in Seattle tuning in. Sorry if we didn't come to some people, but it's crazy. Bjorn, big up to the maximum. Kumi Hi-Fi, blessed love. Wheel and come again, this one. Big up Hytel Rockers too. Bless.
The T, the A, the F, the A, the R, the I, it's the R, the A, the S, the T, the A. What you love, King Selassie, I, we are the R, the A, the S, the T, the A, the F, the A, the R, the I, we are the R, the A, the S, the T, the A, the F, the A, the R, the I, it's the R, the A, the S, the T, the A, the F, the A, the R, the I. What you love, King Selassie, I.
Featuring Professor Natty out of the Jatubbies camp, yeah? Hold tight, Natty.
Rise up, Rastafari.
Rasta man defend. Seriously, so minded, praise the most high to the end. As it was in the beginning, Rasta rising up again. Our righteousness, that is the victory.
So Steve, do you think we're going to have time to hear that Ras tweed you mentioned earlier? We move and we enter inside.
I am that I am, descendant of Moses and of Solomon. From Genesis to Revelation, the world keeps turning, mankind searching. I am that I am, created by the Father's hand. As above, so below, elemental forces continue to flow. I am that I am, created by the Father's hand. I am that I am, descendant of Jacob and of Abraham.
Easy tweed, love your vibe, kid.
Right now it's the
forward.
I am that I am, descendant of Moses and of Solomon. Vibrate. I'm not just the root of an African fruit. I stand firm and stand tall in this time. Through the mic and the speaker, get stronger, not weaker. Right now I'm feeling fine. In this ISIS, there's no crisis. In the firmament of my inner mind. You see, I comfy bark it, ignite and spark it. Jungles, I'm feeling fine. Ayo, ayo. I am that I am, descendant of Jacob and of Abraham.
Sadly, time has crept up on us, people. I know it was a long reasoning, but not every day you get to sit down with Steve Vibronix and get an insight into his musical world. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Same time, same place. Next week, I'll be back. Week after, Nick Manassa, Sufferer's Choice. So do you want to say bye quickly? A few seconds.
Thanks a lot, Stride, for having us on the show. It's been great to talk about the music and nice to play some of the new productions. And like, and you've got to big up yourself as well. You've been doing it a long time now, you know what I mean? Kind of one of the foundations of it all here. So, and just the sheer amount of like text.
What it be, what it is. It's your main dude, Solar, with his ears to the street, repping his brother, Guru, the Prophet, RIP. And you're logged on to Passion Radio, Bristol.com, UK, broadcasting the sounds of Bristol City to the world.